Thank you for tuning into a podcast in our series, Real Life. Stay tuned for an inspirational exploration of dynamic experiences and insightful reflections on the highs, the lows life presents. TBS Now Radio brings you engaging content no matter where you are listening to this stream. Don't touch that dial as you journey with our presenter and guest today. Remember, this is a real-life podcast stream coming to you from TBS Now Radio. Stay with us as we uncover faith-based principles and practical ways to make a success of life.
Hello and welcome to Real Life with Femi Biwoye. My guest today is Mrs. Joko Omole. Joko Omole is a creative services specialist. She proudly styles herself as a giftologist. Her customers exist across corporate, personal, and charitable sectors. Her company, Zolia, offers clients a stylish, luxury, and professional gift wrapping service. In a world consciously thinking about environmental impacts, it is refreshing to know that her company is working with eco-friendly and biodegradable products to deliberately ensure they reduce carbon footprint wherever possible. Joko is married with two daughters and lives in Essex. It is a pleasure, it is a privilege to have you in the TAG Community Voice Radio this morning.
Oh, good morning. Thank you so much for having me this morning.
Yeah. It is our pleasure. It is our pleasure. So, Joko, please tell my audience where you were born, your early life, and what was family life like growing up?
Yes, I was born in the United Kingdom. In London, to be precise, and one of seven children.
Yep.
I'm one of seven children, and part of my life, my early life, we moved back to Nigeria. My parents moved us back to Nigeria, and growing up we were quite comfortable growing up, and I did most of my primary and secondary education in Nigeria. So I also did my first degree in Nigeria as well. So and after that, it's been a pleasure being part of that family, and all I can say is that it was wonderful growing up in Nigeria, and now we're back in the UK. So what else can I say?
I like the way you summarized everything. It's like we went on a whistle tour of like 15 minutes of life with Mrs. Joko Omole. So now let's get into the specifics. So where were you born in the UK? Were you born up north or in London? Or
I was actually born in the south.
In the south?
Yes, Lambeth Hospital. It's no more.
So you're a Londoner?
Yes, I am a Londoner.
Fantastic. And what were your parents doing around about the time that you were born?
At the time I was born, my father, he was in uni.
Okay.
So he went to London.
He was a student.
A student at the London School of Economics.
Fantastic.
And my mother was an IT consultant at the time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Yeah. Okay, so at what age did you go back to Nigeria with your parents?
To be precise, maybe about almost 8 years old.
Fantastic. So you went to primary school
in Nigeria.
Well, what was primary school like? What was that in the 70s?
It was in the 70s.
Yeah. Okay, so what was primary school like? What was it like to be black in primary school in the 70s?
In the UK, it's not something that we didn't really know the difference when we were young, because we weren't exposed to that.
Okay.
You know, so most of my primary school was done in the UK.
Right.
And I just did 1 year when we went back to Nigeria.
Okay.
1 year.
Okay.
In primary school in Nigeria, yes.
Okay. And how did you find the transition?
I found it was a bit, going back to Nigeria, and the primary school education was a bit aggressive.
Was it aggressive? Okay.
It was aggressive.
Okay.
Yes.
In what ways could you tell the difference?
There was a lot of bullying.
Okay.
Mainly because of the way I spoke.
They didn't like your accent.
Yeah, they didn't like my accent at the time.
Okay. What did they call you any names?
Yeah, they called me different names.
Like, you don't
Johnny,
want to share that.
Maybe Johnny just come.
JJC.
JJC. You know, I'm a twin. I'm a twin, so it was just me and my twin sister.
Fantastic.
So JJC. Sometimes they push my head. You know, you look back. They say, don't look back, move forward, and all that. So. Anyway, we spent just 1 year before we went off to secondary school.
Did that toughen you up? How did that make you feel?
It wasn't easy. Okay. Because even going to secondary school, it was another session of bullying.
Okay.
We faced another session of bullying. So we couldn't complete, my sister and I, we couldn't complete the first year of the first secondary school we went to.
Okay.
Which was St. Teresa's College.
Yeah, okay.
St. Teresa's College at Ibadan.
Okay.
You know, so we had to leave that college and move to Lagos.
Right.
Where we went to, the school is called Methodist Girls High School.
Methodist Girls.
Yes.
Okay. So tell us about family life. So your father was an economist.
Yes.
And your mom, an IT specialist.
Yes.
Okay. So... when you were in school, did they expect you to be first in the class?
Well, it's all.
How did that work out?
In my house, it was all about education.
Okay.
You had time to play, but education was paramount. You could not just be. I mean, my father, whenever he comes back from work, he needs to see you reading.
So no music, no comics.
We tried when they were away.
Okay.
You know, but it was really, really, my parents were quite strict, especially my mother. She was a very strict woman.
Okay.
You know, when we returned to Nigeria, she had to stop working because the number of children she had.
Yeah.
You know, we were quite a lot of children for kind of that kind of family. We were seven children.
Okay.
So, of course, she had to move away from the from that kind of industry and she had her own business.
Okay.
A shop, a supermarket. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Yeah. What was okay? So she had a supermarket. Was that mainstream, like groceries, clothing, and stuff like that, or
mainly groceries?
Mainly groceries. Yes. Okay. So is that where you started to develop the flair for business?
Yes, I started. My flair for business was from a very, very early age.
Okay.
You know, I've always done one kind of business right from I was in secondary school.
Okay, so what was the first business that you can remember that you did? The first time you made a buck?
I was selling donuts.
Who made the donuts?
My mom.
Your mom made the donuts?
She helped us make some donuts. And
did she know that you were selling them?
Yeah.
Okay.
Some people were interested in doing it, so she encouraged.
Right.
So it was my twin sister and I. So
okay. We
did it, but you know, we weren't caught. Because within the first hour of getting into secondary school, into the class, the whole thing's gone.
Fantastic.
Yeah, because it was really nice. Yeah.
So, secondary school usually is a time for a little bit of bullying, especially from the seniors who would pounce on your provisions. They would pounce on your milk and gari and stuff that you brought from home to kind of help you through the term. Yeah? Did you have any of that kind of bullying in your school?
I didn't have that experience because getting into secondary school, I was quite young. I was 9 years old.
Wow.
In secondary school, yes.
What is the normal age for secondary school admission? Yeah, in Nigeria.
I think it was 10.
10, 11?
Because of our education back from here.
Right.
You know, by the time we got to Nigeria,
you leveled up.
We had an entrance exam for the final year.
I see.
Year.
Okay.
For that primary, it's called primary 5. We didn't even go to primary 6.
Okay.
So went to secondary school from primary 5. much wow. older. That's my twin sister now, yes.
Wow, so you are really advanced. Okay.
Very advanced, yes.
So, let's talk about your values. So, what are your values? And how do those values support the life choices that you've made up till date? You know, you kind of broadly spoke about you going to university. You didn't tell us what course you went to do and how you decided on that. Well, let's talk about your values.
My values, hard work. I believe in hard work.
Okay.
And that's where I got that from, my mother.
So diligence.
Yeah, diligence. I'm very diligent in whatever I want to do.
Industry.
Yes, I'm industrious.
Making money.
I love money. I wouldn't lie. I love to be comfortable.
I haven't met a black Nigerian who doesn't love money.
I love to be comfortable, you know, and I believe in honesty. Okay. My lifestyle as well. I love luxury.
Okay.
You see, I love luxurious things. Mm. And that's the reason why my getting into gift wrapping
is what I
saw out there. I wasn't very happy with what I saw, and I thought I had a talent to do it.
Okay, so talking, we'll come back to talk about gift wrapping, because yeah. I'm very, very intrigued to know why you saw a gap in the market, because gift wrapping, just like Christmas trees, are seasonal, so to speak. That is the general impression that one would get. They're seasonal businesses. Where is the regular business, the flow of custom that made you think this is really something to get into?
First of all, I would say gift wrapping is about how you make someone feel.
Okay.
It's about how you make someone feel. And gift wrapping, I would say, and just to correct you, it's not seasonal.
Okay.
It's not for seasonal. Okay. People celebrate birthdays.
I stand corrected. No, I sit corrected. I'm sitting down.
People celebrate birthdays all the time.
Okay. Yeah.
Wedding anniversaries.
Yeah. Yeah.
The new births. Mm-hmm. Traditional weddings, okay. Bridal showers.
Wow. Okay. So
there's always a market.
Okay. So a dog isn't just for Christmas, it's for every day.
Every day.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And every dog has its day.
Yes.
Okay, fantastic. So let us talk about the life choices that you've made up till date, because this is part of your value system. You talked about hard work, you talked about industry, you talked about wanting to better yourself, and you also talked about luxury.
Yeah.
So tell us about the life choices that you've made. Let's look at your education, let's look at your family, and let's look at your business model and how your values got you to this point.
Going back to my values.
Yes.
My values. First of all, I believe I'm a woman of faith. Mm-hmm. And most of what I do is based on biblical principles.
Okay.
My getting into gift wrapping is mainly because I enjoy showing love to people.
Okay.
And I have a familiar Bible verse that I always hold in my heart.
Okay.
And that's Romans 12 verse 9.
Okay.
It says love must be sincere. Mm-hmm. Hate what is evil.
Mm-hmm.
And cling unto what is good.
Okay.
So everything that is good is for me.
Okay. Okay.
You understand?
Yeah.
So in terms of my family, everything is based on love.
Mm-hmm.
We like to correct one another with love, and that includes my children.
Okay. So how many children have you got?
I have two daughters.
Okay.
And because of my background, we're quite industrious in my family.
Okay.
I've also encouraged my children
mm-hmm.
to be part of, to do something.
Yeah.
You know, my first daughter is a makeup artist.
Okay.
Yeah, she's an upcoming makeup artist. And My second one is actually trying to do something herself, because this is what they met in the family, and mine is to encourage them to do what they like to do. It's all about passion.
Yeah.
When you have passion for something, you know, your passion can lead you into something great.
Okay.
You know, passion can bring you, you see, you know how the market is, the industry is out there now,
mm-hmm.
how the coronavirus pandemic and all has, what it has caused. A lot of people have actually birthed businesses during that
just
period.
Like the studio. This studio came out of in response to coronavirus. So yeah. I think this is a good time for us to give a shout out to the Thorock African Group for the initiative at creating this community voice radio, to Councillor Buki and her team. We say kudos to you, to the studio head who is in here with us in the studio, Mr. Daudu. We say kudos to you as well. So
it's
please
very
go
good, on. It's a very good initiative, really, because when I thought about TAG, I didn't really know much about TAG before, but I'm happy that I'm here in the studio to talk about my passion and my business and how it can help the community.
Fantastic. Fantastic.
So, yes, talking about going back into my values,
mm-hmm.
I believe that whatever you do, whatever you put your mind to do, it's
yeah.
about being focused.
Okay.
You focus on whatever you do, because God has given us that, he has given us the grace to be able to do things. So we haven't got that time to be lazy.
Okay.
We need to, whatever we need to do, we need to do it, and we need to do it well.
Fantastic.
So that's it.
So I just want to ask you a question. We're going to come back into your gift wrapping and why you chose that business. But before we go, are you able to tell us who your most famous client is for your luxury? If you don't want to embarrass them by dropping names, you can decline. But we're just curious.
I wouldn't drop names because I haven't asked for permission. Okay. Most of my big clients, they
you want
prefer
to protect
to be
protect the business.
Anonymous.
And on that very, very happy note, we're gonna go to a break, and when we come back we'll talk more about gift wrapping. You've been listening to Joko Omole, a creative specialist who is in the studio on Keeping It Real with Femi Ibiwoye.
You are tuned in to a radio stream from TVS Now with Femi Ibiwaya. Inspirational, engaging, uplifting radio. Don't touch that dial.
Tell my audience who your mentors are and how you decide on your faith mentor, for instance.
In terms of my mentors?
Yes.
Spiritual faith?
Yeah,
I would
faith
say
mentor.
I really would not say I'd really have that mentor, but my mentor is the Holy Spirit.
Okay. Okay, so let me stop you there, because the Holy Spirit is not a human personality that we can relate to on a one-on-one, just like we are here. However, who do you look up to on matters of faith and guidance about spiritual things?
I have people that inspire me.
Okay, so tell us a few of them.
Joyce Meyer.
Joyce Meyer?
Yeah, she's an American charismatic Christian author.
Okay, what is it about Joyce Meyer that inspires you?
It's the little I know about her, or would I say a lot, because I listen to her programs.
Okay, yeah.
I watch her Every Day with Jesus.
Okay, yeah.
And I believe it's her own values. It's really because it's all about remembering the high price Jesus paid for us.
Okay, so she inspires you to elevate the sacrificial nature of service.
Yes.
Yeah, and of faith.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about another mentor. Let's talk about your business mentor. Who has inspired you in terms of business that you look up to? Don't tell me Steve Jobs.
You know,
Steve Jobs of Apple.
Well, not particularly what from what I do.
Yeah.
But I would say Oprah Winfrey.
Oprah. Okay.
Oprah, yes.
Okay, so Oprah inspires you. In what way does she inspire you?
Her values.
Okay, so...
Which I'll mention just a few.
Right, please go on.
Oprah values people.
Okay.
Okay, and she's...
And you're in the people business.
Yes, okay. She values people. And she encourages one... Part of her values to dream big, then dream bigger.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And also that you should... you shouldn't believe in failure. If you fall, you get up again and you continue. Because out of when you fail, I wouldn't say fail, when things go wrong is an opportunity for you to correct things. It just means that what the path you are taking, maybe there was something wrong with it, or maybe it wasn't your path. So yes, another value is to be bold and take risks. I've always been taking risks since I was young.
Oprah has taught you all of this.
I've been following Oprah for quite a long time. Okay. You know, since I did my A levels.
Okay.
Since I did my A levels, I've been following her for a very long time.
Okay, you're very young, so.
I'm very young. The older I am, and I become, it gets better with her.
Okay.
You know, and she believes so much in women empowerment, and okay. I'm for that.
Okay. Okay.
You know. Yeah.
Let's talk about your mentor for creativity.
For creativity, there are quite a few. In my area, I could say Jane Means.
Okay.
Jane Means. She's well known. She's been doing this. She's been doing professional gift wrapping for a very long time.
Okay.
And
I'm going to go and look her up after this interview.
Yes, you can. You can look. She's been doing it for a very long time. She's a people person, and she's very open.
Is she based in this country?
She's based in the UK, yes.
In the UK, fantastic.
Yes.
Okay, so what about marital life, your family life mentor? Who has taught you the most about being a woman of substance, a homemaker, and a successful, virtuous woman?
I would say that's all based on experience. And Proverbs 31 in the Bible.
Yeah.
I read that a lot. And I learn from other people's experiences as well. Not any person in particular, but my mother, for instance.
Okay.
I would say she, before my father's late now, but they were married for over 40 years.
Condolences.
Yeah, they were married for over 40 years. And being a very strong woman, she was a devoted wife.
Hmm.
And that's what I've actually taken on, to be a devoted wife and a doting mother. Make sure, I love to show love, you know, love, happiness, laughter, joy within the family.
Hmm.
And I believe that my children would take that away with them when they leave home.
Okay, fantastic. So tell us a little bit about your mom. When you sit quietly, which of her advices or advice rings in your spirit?
I would say support your husband.
Okay.
You need to be by him.
Does she say that in Yoruba or does she
both.
Say that in English?
And says both.
How does she, can you say that in Yoruba for us, for the audience?
My Yoruba is not fantastic, so don't let me just...
we'll bear with you. We'll bear with you.
When you say Bowo Foko...
Bowo Foko Re.
Bowo Foko Re. Yeah.
Okay, so...
Respect, isn't it?
Absolutely. Respect. Absolutely. I think somebody said the thing that men love the most, appreciate the most, is respect. And the thing that women love the most is sweet words.
You do, yeah. You're right.
So your mom is absolutely onto something.
She believes in... She's always work hard. Don't be the lazy one that's going to sit at home.
Yeah.
Do something.
Okay.
No matter how rich your husband is, if the resources are available, he gives it to you. Do something with it.
Now, the proverbs are all coming out full and furious. Now, for the audience listening out there, especially the younger ladies, please take note of some of these ideas and some of these pearls of wisdom from an older, successful mother in the house. Okay, so let's move on. You're an event director. You organize private events from time to time. What needs to happen for big ticket gigs to return?
I would say they might have to reconsider their business strategy in terms of who they reach out to. A lot of their, because now there's a lot of people prefer smaller, smaller.
Is it preference events, or they are forced to?
They're forced to, but okay. it's working well.
Mm-hmm.
Like for example, I'll give you an example. I have a wedding that we've been putting off for since December.
Okay.
And it's for 30 people.
They're not Nigerians, definitely.
They're Nigerians. It's for 30 people, fantastic. But the woman has really, she splashed out.
Mm-hmm.
That she's going to look after those 30 people.
Okay.
And because I'm supplying her souvenirs for her
guests. Okay. Yeah.
And I can say she did well. She's okay. Done so well in terms.
Do you think
of
there's space for a 31st guest? You could squeeze me
well,
into the package. I'm sure you could luxury wrap me so that I can be presentable, acceptable to her.
And she's happy. She's okay. Really happy. She's trying to make that date so that it doesn't get to that 21st of June whereby everyone can come. You know, the lockdown when it's fully eased.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people can come. So this is the time. You don't have to spend too much, but you can spend well. Okay. And it will reach so far. You invite the people that you really want to be there,
okay.
Not just anyone.
Okay. So no more 500 people must occupy seats, and then you are scratching your head out and your hair out. Who will not make the guest list? Okay, fantastic. So the rest of the guests are Zoomites.
Yes.
They watch from the land of Zoom.
Yes.
Okay, fantastic. Right. So.
Sorry, and they get their gifts as well. The Zoomites are going to. We have about 30 Zoomites.
They're
going to get their gifts.
Okay, they get the same souvenir.
Yes.
The same treatment.
Yes, but no food.
No food. Okay. What's a party without rice stew? Very plenty. Okay, so is it easy enough for anyone looking at the luxury market, you know, for goods to set up their business in the current economic climate?
I would say yes. There is, the market is there. The market is there.
Where's the money coming from? A lot of people are on follow.
Really?
You haven't met them.
I don't think I know anyone who follows.
Nobody at all.
I haven't. There might be a few.
Okay.
But I'm not. I don't know them.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if you consider the question. Is it easy for anybody to go into this luxury goods business in the current economic climate? And if it is, how do they make a success of this venture if they decide to take the leap?
The thing is that the market is there.
Okay.
The market is there. It depends on who you reach out to and how you reach out to them. There is the business is a niche, is a kind of niche.
Okay.
Business. So you just, in terms of reaching out to people, there are not a lot of people that would do that. But it depends on where you go. Most of the clients, my luxury clients, are in London.
Okay.
And that's where most of them, they're happy to spend.
Chelsea.
They're happy to spend.
Where do they live?
Well, there's a
Fulham,
last
Chelsea,
year I had the opportunity to go to two homes,
okay,
in Chelsea,
mm-hmm,
and it was just to wrap gifts.
Can you see?
They didn't mind how much.
I wasn't completely out of the park when I said Chelsea.
It was Chelsea. Yes, it was in Chelsea. Yeah.
Okay.
So we wrapped the gifts, they were happy, and they added more money. Even though you say this amount, they're happy to give you more money if they like what they see. So that's what happened. And that's why I said 2020 was one of the best years ever for me.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening, luxury goods business. If you've got the spirit of excellence and you've got the intention, the passion to enter this business, please reach out to Mrs. Omole, Joko Omole. Joko, how can people get in contact with you?
I have a website, www.zoliab.com. I'm also on Instagram at Zoliab Limited. That's ZOLIAB LTD. And you can reach me by phone. It's 01375 506706. So those are the...
Could you repeat that phone number again for people listening? Because maybe some of them are running now to go and quickly get their pen to write it down. Could you give us the contact number again, please?
The 01375 506706. Or you go on to my Instagram page is at Zoliab Limited. Facebook, I'm also on Facebook as well as Zoliab Wraps and Gifts. And on my website is www.zoliab.com.
Thank you very much. And on that very happy note, we're going to go to a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about your greatest achievement to date and your biggest challenge. You're listening to Femi Ibiwoye, Real Life with Femi Ibiwoye. My guest is Mrs. Joko Omole. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to a radio stream from TVS Now with Femi Ibiwoye. Inspirational, engaging, uplifting radio. Don't touch that dial.
Welcome back to Real Life with Femi Ibiwoye. My guest today has been Joko Omole. Joko, what is your greatest achievement to date? And what is the most challenging problem that you've had to deal with? If you could just run us through those two scenarios, especially with the issue around adversity and, you know, dealing with it and the strategies.
Yes, I'll start with, thank you for that question anyway. I'll start with the challenges.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of business, say that at the beginning, I trusted in friends, mm-hmm. family, mm-hmm. to support me.
To believe in your dream.
Yeah, to believe in my dream and my vision.
Mm.
But that wasn't the way to go. I have some... To date, I have very good friends that, one or two friends, I could say, that have always supported me.
Mm-hmm.
They might not necessarily buy from me, but what they do, they spread the word.
Okay.
And through that, I've had a lot of clients. Mm-hmm. I've had, I've had a lot of clients through them. Because one thing I failed to realize is it's not everyone that would be interested in your product. But because it's gifts, I mean, they're gifts, you will find people that will always want gifts. There's a lot of celebrations out there. I've had people scamming me, taking me for granted, because I'm not someone, I would say, I'm not a loud person. I trust people I wouldn't say for now, but I've trusted people for so long. It was so bad that even though they fail me, I'll do it again and again. I'll trust them over and over again. That didn't work for me. But I know better now. It's getting better, I would say. And in terms of...
What does somebody need to do for you to draw the line and say, this far, I've been a Christian, I've been Christian in my dealings with you all of this time, But now I've got to, for your own sake and my sake, I've got to draw the line. Where is that point for you?
When you'd betray me. I'll give you the first time I could say, okay, that's okay. The second time, I block you. That's the way it is. I'll forgive you, but we can't be friends anymore. Mm-hmm. I block you. I have to block you. I have to block you to protect my heart.
Okay.
You know, and in terms of, I've had a lot of people being envious of me, which I think to an extent is normal.
It's natural, human.
It's natural.
Just like you love people you have, you can be envious of them.
So I didn't know for a very long time, but it comes out in whatever they say to me. Like if I say, oh, I have this is my dream. Now I know. Mm. It's not everyone you tell your dream.
Okay.
Not everyone is interested in your welfare.
Mm.
You understand? So you tell them the way I know, if I tell you something about what I'm planning to do, and from your response, it's like it's negative.
How can you tell if it's negative?
Like we say, for instance, if I say I'm planning to launch a new product or something, and you say, Mr. Shiloh has done that and it failed. You're telling me how many so many reasons why someone's business failed. So what you're telling me is that...
That's simply advice.
That's why you can say it's advice. But why, you haven't even tried it yet. So why are you telling me... you're trying to discourage me.
Okay.
You know, I don't just go into things because other people are doing it.
So you guard your air gate.
Yes.
Carefully.
I pray about everything that I want to do.
Okay.
You know, I'm more mature now in terms of being a Christian. So whatever
I do... Okay, so Joko... Yeah. What is the biggest failure that you've had up till date?
Would I say the biggest failure?
Okay, just one of the really big ones. So you've been speaking about some of the people who betrayed you, maybe not supported your dream, maybe tried to discourage you from your dream. They may be sounding... How do you... Have you ignored advice and suddenly come to realize that they were right after all?
You see, the thing is that even if they were right, there's a way to say it.
Okay.
Now I believe that my vision is my vision.
Yes.
Not everyone's going to support me.
Okay.
You know, and because I know that now, it's easy for me now. You don't have to support me.
Okay.
But you can love what I'm doing, as in love me. Not necessarily what I'm doing, but love me.
Okay.
And because I love people.
Yeah.
And I love the... I love to show love.
Showcase. Yeah, showcase
love
the love.
To people.
And give people a chance.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm a very grateful person. No matter how small that gift is you give to me. Even if it's a pound, I'm always very grateful. Because it's a thought at the end of the day.
Yeah.
If you think of giving me something, you've given me something, I believe that you don't have to give it to me, but because you've given it to me, it's a thought, and I love being grateful.
Okay.
And I am a grateful person. Yes.
So I will give you something, but I will consider it to be an investment, and I want to return on my investment. What about that sort of approach? Do you come across people who give you something and all the time they are waiting for you to give them something back in return? How do you deal with those people?
Yes, I have come across such people. I would say that when I give you something, I don't expect you to give me something back.
Okay.
It can come from anywhere else, but not from you. But there's some people, they believe that because they've given you something, you need to give it back to them. That's not how God works.
Okay, you recently celebrated your birthday on social media. How many days were you on this celebration? And tell us what the philosophy behind extended celebration is. What's the philosophy?
I'm someone that loves to celebrate my birthday every year.
Okay.
And this last 1 year for a lot of people, as it has been challenging. And mm-hmm. The philosophy was to remind people that there's still joy to be shared. Mm-hmm. There's still happiness. Mm-hmm. You can still laugh.
Okay.
And that's the reason why because I'm a very grateful person. It takes a lot for you to still be alive with all that has happened.
Absolutely.
You understand? So that heart of gratitude is what I was actually trying to show.
Okay.
It was that heart of gratitude, and to remind people that you can still celebrate.
How long did the celebration last for? For those who don't know.
It was 4 days in total.
Wow. Okay. So 4 days, was that 4 days eating and drinking?
No.
On Zoom?
I didn't go on Zoom.
Okay. So describe what you did for those 4 days.
A day before my birthday.
Yeah.
I could say I posted that I'm loading.
Okay.
So, I'm loading.
Yeah.
I praise God throughout the day. I dance. I love dancing.
Okay.
So I praise God throughout the day, and on my birthday, mm-hmm. I danced again in the morning. I danced and
how many cakes? Did you have a cake day?
No. Okay. On my birthday, I had a cake.
Okay.
And I went out with my husband, took us out with the family. We took us all out. So we had a good time.
Okay. Day two?
Day two, I spent on my own with my family, but I enjoyed myself. You know, sometimes when you're on your own, there's a way, I don't know how people, but I really enjoy my own company.
Okay. How many outfits did you change into? Because there were lots of pictures on social media, unless those pictures were pictures that you had pre-pandemic.
No, it was a birthday. I had a birthday shoot.
Okay.
So it was like an experience.
So was that day two?
No, it was before
the birthday.
I can say in total maybe 5 days. Because, because I went for a photo shoot.
Okay.
I really enjoyed myself. It was a good experience. And I would encourage anyone that loves things like that to go for it.
Okay. So, just in reflection, I think one of your values is care.
Yeah.
And to have a wholesome image of your own self. Because for you to spend 3-4 days focused on yourself, valuing yourself, rejoicing, being happy and everything, means that you really think you are a very, very, very special person.
I am a special person.
Excellent. And there's no reason why you shouldn't feel that. Now, do you think that everybody should feel that way about themselves? And what do you think that will do to mental health of people in the community if everybody really felt that they were valued, special, and worthy of luxury?
It makes you feel good. It makes you feel good. You celebrate.
Tell them.
You need to love yourself.
Yeah.
You need to love yourself. If you don't have that love within you, how can you give? You can only give what you have. You understand?
Absolutely.
You need to be happy. Happiness is a choice. Okay? You need to celebrate yourself and celebrate others. You see, I had a good time. You know, my friends had a good time with me. They took me out. And two of my friends hadn't been out for a long time. I saw them laugh. They laughed. They almost broke their ribs. I'm telling you, I was so happy seeing them laughing.
Fantastic.
You know, and that's what I'm about. I love to share love. Love. Joy.
Love.
Joy. And be happy. You see, I struggle when I'm around miserable people.
Mm.
And that's why most places when I go to and I find out the atmosphere is just so dull, I will just keep quiet and be looking. You know, I'll just be looking, I'll be watching. But the minute you give me that key to enjoy myself, I'm gone.
Is your twin like you, exactly like you?
She loves life.
Okay.
But she's a bit quieter than me. She's more into education.
Is she in this country?
She is.
Okay.
Yes.
Are you identical twins?
We're not.
Okay. Joko, if you had to live your life again as a teenager with access to social media, to mobiles, laptops, Alexas, and all of the artificial intelligence that we use today. What choices will you be making about your career now and about your education?
When I was growing up, I wanted to go into journalism.
Mm-hmm. So you could be sitting in this chair.
Being out there.
Okay.
Those are the things I like. Being out there, being happy. Mm-hmm. You know, during my days, there was no social media, you know.
We'll figure that out.
No.
There were phones,
but home phones, okay. But no mobile phones.
Was it one of those phones that you have to turn the dial?
Yeah. Dial a phone.
You put your finger inside and then turn the...
Yeah, we had those in those days. Wow. And you know, our first cell phone was a Nokia, remember? Yeah, well, you
I'm too young to remember.
Sorry.
I do remember.
Things have changed now, and I love the way things are changing.
Okay.
Yeah.
How do you relax, Joko?
In terms of relaxing, I spend a lot of time on my own me time. I call it me time.
Whereby what do you do in me time?
I could read my Bible. Mm-hmm. I could just sit down. I don't watch TV.
Okay.
I struggle.
Netflix.
No. I struggle.
Amazon Prime.
No.
Nollywood.
Mm-mm.
Bollywood.
Maybe. Nothing. I struggle with watching TV.
Why?
Because I believe that they're wasting my time. I'm not. I'd rather sit down and take something and start creating something. I love crafting.
Okay.
So most of my work, most of the time I craft, I do things that, even things that I don't even sell, I make them.
If you had a bucket list, what would it look like?
It would be a lot. It would be full.
Like?
So
what do you want to do? Let's assume, and I'm not saying this will happen, but let's assume that the world was going to end in 6 months' time, exactly on the clock. It won't end, for people who are listening, this is hypothetical. What do you want to do to cram into those next 6 months?
Without sounding strange,
mm-hmm.
I would love to spread the word of God.
There's nothing strange about that.
Yeah, well, some people might feel that what she's talking about. Gift wrapper to this, to that, but I love God.
Yes.
And saying all this, I'm a very shy person.
Mm-hmm.
It might not sound like it, but I am shy.
Okay.
I am a very shy person. So I found out that I placed some limitations on myself by being shy.
Okay.
I've had opportunities whereby I should have gone for those opportunities, but because I'm shy, I've not taken up those opportunities.
You haven't done very badly this afternoon. Yeah, you've been very forthcoming.
Well, even for you, for this, when Tad contacted me,
yes,
that they were going to interview me,
mm-hmm.
I was almost saying no.
We're glad you didn't.
I was almost saying no, but I just thought about it again. I said, let me go. I've had Essex magazine contacting me,
okay.
And I felt that my photographs going to be out there, even though I post them myself, but no one see me. You're seeing the social media. That's not me. It's just my picture. Even if I'm dancing there, well, it's not me. It's about me. So on that note, it's like they're only seeing me, but they're not seeing the real me.
We're privileged to have you in the studio. Okay, so you still haven't told us anything on that your bucket list apart from preaching the gospel. Okay, so what else will be on the bucket list? Now, these are your you things.
My things.
Yeah. What do you want? Let's talk about luxury. What luxuries would you want to enjoy?
is endless. I love
to. Give us four or five things that we can salivate over.
I love to go to different countries, visit different countries.
So a couple of countries that you'd like to touch. So travel, preach the gospel.
Yes. I like to if that's possible.
It would be possible if it was only 6 months left. We're in a hypothetical situation where all things are possible to her who believes.
I just go on holidays, enjoy myself.
Okay, that's all over the place.
Eat good food.
Okay, eat good food.
Yes, okay. Eat good food.
Okay, fantastic. If you had to give one gift and you were working on Mark Zuckerberg's bank account, free access to his bank account now. I think he's a billionaire, isn't he?
Yeah, he is.
Or maybe Elon Musk. Mm-hmm. They're still billionaires, aren't they? Mm-hmm. Okay. So you had access to his checkbook and you wanted to give a gift to your husband, for instance, what would you write a check out for?
Pounds?
No. I mean, what item would you write a check for?
It would be for a house.
Okay.
With a swimming pool.
Okay, with a swimming pool.
With a swimming pool and must have four cars.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes.
Four cars because for now, at least now,
yes,
I have two daughters.
Yes.
One has to be for me. Even yes. though it's for my husband, I've given to
well,
my
you
husband.
You are going to be gone by that time. You're assuming that you're going to be here for the 6 months.
Yeah, I'll be here by God's grace.
Amen. Listen, that is fantastic. Do you have any final thoughts as we bring this time together to a close?
Final thoughts, I would say that, which is really important to me, that even though there has been the lockdown and all, this is a community initiative, and I would say that a Thorok African group in Thorok, where people should try and reach out, because it's a good thing, and it also brings us more on the map, especially in the Thorok and Essex area. We need to reach out to one another, show joy, share love, share joy, happiness amongst ourselves. I know a lot of people, especially African people, they like to shy away for reasons best known to them. But it's nice to reach out to other people because you don't know where you can get help. You don't know who needs help. And you don't know the level that you get to even be able to reach out to more people. So the Thorok African group is a good thing. And I would advise or encourage as many people as possible to reach out, get in touch, and we can do many things for one another. Yes.
For our audience listening, you've heard it from the lady herself. It's been a pleasure and a privilege to have in the studio with us on Real Life with Femi Ibiwoye today, Mrs. Joko Omolle. Until the next time that we come your way, thank you for listening and keep listening to Thorok African Group, Community Voice Radio, the champions for Black, Asian, minority ethnic group in Thorok and Essex. Thank you.